Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone, broadcasting live from First Tennessee Park. Sounds hosting the Iowa Cubs. It is the season opener for the Sounds tonight, 6:35, first pitch, 5:30. Doors open. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, hanging out, talking sports. Let's go up to New York. Lipscomb playing for the NIT title tonight against Texas, and our guy Drew Maddox has decided to make the trip to New York City. Drew, what's up?
What's up, BD? You guys doing well today in Nashville?
We're good. How's New York, man? What are you up to up there?
You know what? I'm on East 46th Street at Spark Steakhouse, the world-famous Spark Steakhouse, and we're going to have a little pregame dinner here before we make our way over to MSG to watch a great game at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Lipscomb and Texas, they played last year. Texas won 80-57. Things were a little bit different then. That was a long time ago. A lot of the same faces, though, for this Lipscomb group. They remember that. Mo Bamba no longer on the Texas roster, so that helps. What do you think about this matchup tonight in New York in Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I look forward to it. And once again, I mean, Lipscomb has played fantastic and on a magical run, obviously. And you're talking about Garrison Matthews probably becoming one of the all-time great for what has been a perennial, you know, program at Lipscomb. But the interesting thing when you look at Texas, Brent, is this. Curran Roach has been up and down all year, been suspended a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken, this whole year. Missed a lot of the later part of the year, and Texas really hit a losing streak. Since that time, and he's back, they've entered this winning streak, winning 5 games in a row. And he's just completely and radically changed their team. So they're playing much better basketball. They played great in the semifinals and just really taking care of TCU. So this is a team that is playing their best basketball in the last, you know, couple of weeks of the season here.
And they're playing good defense, Drew. They're not necessarily known as a defensive team, but they really clamped down and they really put the kibosh on TCU. They scored 44 points and really couldn't even get shots up.
Well, and that's Shaka Smart, and you guys know how highly I think of him. He's one of my best coaching friends in all of America in terms of college basketball. I really love what he does, the way he creates pressure defense, and they were terrific the other night, forcing a lot of turnovers. It looked like the old days of seeing a Shaka Smart team from BCU really playing the other night.
Right.
So I think this team is going to really give Lipscomb a little bit of trouble just because of their athleticism, the way that they can apply pressure. They're going to really try to push Lipscomb out. They're going to contest every pass in the passing lane. And they're not going to allow, you know, Rob Marbury to really control the paint. So this team has athleticism. They have length. I think it's still going to be a great game just because of Lipscomb's shot-making allows them to always have a shot in every game they play in.
See, I love how you break it down from a basketball perspective. For me, just watching this team and with everything that's happened, it just feels like it's meant to be.
Yeah, well, and that's the deal. I mean, they're on a fairy tale ride. And so when you see something like that, and I was telling somebody today on my way up here, it's just there's something on this team. And so regardless of who the opponent is, regardless of who they're playing, I just believe in this Lipscomb team. I believe in Casey Alexander. I believe in this senior group. And remember, this is a team that has dominated the state of Texas this year. If you look for trends, I mean, TCU and SMU were no match for this team. So I'm hopeful, maybe it's my heart more speaking than my mind, but I'm hopeful that Lipscomb will take care of business tonight.
Yeah, correcting myself from earlier, known for defense with Shaka, but really playing much better defense in the postseason than they did in the regular season. Let's look on to the Final Four, Drew, and let's kind of talk about the matchups and what you like and who you think will make the championship game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great games, first of all. I mean, I think you got two of the better defensive teams in all of college basketball playing, Michigan State, Texas Tech, two of the top three defensive teams in terms of field goal percentage in the country. I think it's going to be a defensive grind. I look forward to the matchup between Moretti and Cassius Winston. I think those are two of the best point guards playing really great basketball this time of year. And you guys, a little bit of a Tennessee tie, and I had forgotten this game the other night. But Tariq Owens, I mean, originally signed with Tennessee, now made his way to the roster there for Texas Tech. So that's something to pay a close attention to as well. And I've, you know, in terms of the other game, class of styles, Virginia and Auburn. You got Virginia, who, in terms of pace, wants to play a slower pace. Auburn, who wants to speed it up. Virginia, one of the best defensive 3-point percentage defensive teams in all of basketball, and Auburn, one of the top three or four shooting teams from the perimeter. So I think both games are going to be terrific on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I'm anxious to see, because you know what Auburn's going to do, and they're going to try to drive and dish, and if you help D down low, then they're going to force that three, and that's how they're going to try to beat you. And UVA knows that, and UVA, as you said, one of the better perimeter defensive teams in the country. That's kind of where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, it is. And college basketball, as we know, the success lies in the backcourt. And so you got, I mean, the backcourt of Jared Harper and Bryce Brown against Jerome and Guy for Virginia, I don't know that it gets any better than the point guard and shooting guard matchups between these two teams. So it's going to be a ton of fun. Both teams do it very differently. Auburn wants to get up and pressure and play a lot of vertical defense and really stretch into the passing lanes. And Virginia's going to constrict and consolidate their defense and really protect the paint. So two different styles. It's going to be a wrestling match of styles, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see, you know, really who really can set the tempo in the direction that they want to set it in.
I know, emotionally speaking, though, your heart's going to be pulling for Braxton Key, right?
No doubt. I mean, I talked to him yesterday, and just so excited for him. He didn't play as much in the game the other night against Purdue in the game, but that was more matchup driven. I look for him to get a lot of minutes against Auburn, because they're going to look for versatility, the ability to be able to switch screens, to guard penetration. So I look for Braxton Key to get a lot more minutes, maybe 25 to 27 minutes in this game.
All right, Lipscomb, Texas, coming up tonight. You'll be in Madison Square Garden. Have you been able to go inside yet? Have you hit the floor, taking a three like you did at Cameron Indoor a couple weeks ago?
Not yet, but I'm trying to pull every single favor that I can pull, because you guys know I start working this Rolodex in my cell phone to try to get to that court tonight to take a shot.
Shannon Terry, start there. 24/7 Sports.
These guys are crazy. We have a ton of fun. You guys know we're a bunch of hoop junkies that love to travel around. And so I'm with some great dudes. Shannon Terry, you mentioned, Brent, is with us, of course, and a Lipscomb alum, and played for Don Meyer. But, yeah, so we got a great group. We're going to have a ton of fun here in New York City, and we'll talk to you guys next week on the other side.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you checking in from the Big Apple. Have some fun.
Okay. All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Drew Maddox. Hi, Drew Maddox on Twitter. I'm looking forward to that game, man. Lipscomb in Texas tonight at 6. You can catch it on 104.5 The Zone if you're out running around town. Garrison Matthews, if you haven't seen him play, take a look, because I was looking at NBADraft.net the other day for Kentucky players, for Tennessee players, see where everybody is. Garrison Matthews at the bottom of the first round in the projections from NBADraft.net from Franklin High School in Lipscomb.